pasta. That's a pizza. That's pizza? No, I mean, of course it's pizza. It's vaguely pizza shaped. I just didn't know that pizza came in that color, that very black color. Oh, it's my favorite. Oh, that's pineapple. I didn't know that you could do that to pineapple. Cremated. I mean, I'm sure it's edible. It's edible, right? Do I really have to eat it? I mean, I will if you want me to. I will eat it. I might not survive, but I'll try. No, we don't have to order pizza. I mean, you went to all this effort. This effort of cooking. See, that's evil. That was evil. That is a relief because I'm not eating that. I mean, I love you, but So we'll order pizza. And no, I'm fine. It's just sorry, it's no, I'm fine. It's just that pizza is very off-putting. It's not the pizza. You're right, because that's not pizza, that's charcoal. Oh no, don't be observant, not now. See, that's one of your annoying traits. You act the fool, but you're not a fool. And you notice things, and then you do this, and that pizza is really burnt. We need to talk. I mean, why did I say that? That is not good. That is a harbinger of doom. That's a bad omen, and now this is cursed. I mean, it was already cursed because that pizza, how could you do that to a pizza? I mean, I know you have mixed feelings about pineapple and a pizza. Okay, you don't have mixed feelings. You hate it, but you did it for me. And that's part of the problem. You're rather lovely. And it's fucking annoying. It's really fucking annoying. And you're sweet, which is also annoying. You're just generally annoying and wonderful. And, we need to talk. So I have a secret. It's not really a secret when I've already told you. Hello, panic, my old friend. How observant are you? Really observant. See, I know that. And I'm just having a moment. We've been friends for a long time. And when you're friends for a long time, there are feelings. This sounds like something you get in health class. Health class. Did you not get this? Did you not get the talk about relationships and feelings and friends? You lucky fuck. It was awkward. It was very, very awkward. And yeah. Feelings are my feelings are. Friendship is a complicated, and this is just getting worse. This I should just stop talking, but if I stop talking, it's give me the pizza, I'll have the pizza. I would rather eat that pizza than admit what I've already admitted, but then didn't I mean It's... It's not you, it's me. It's... That's so much worse. That is... I mean, this is... You're amazing, and I appreciate that about you. I appreciate this is awkward and I've practiced. I've done rehearsals of this. This is like I didn't study for the exam. This is not an exam. I didn't study for, I mean, I practiced and there were notes and, shit. What are you doing? No, don't eat it. Why are you, no, don't put it in your mouth. See, that's you. That's you. You see me, and you get me, and it's been a while since we've done this. Pizza night. It's. I mean, we date. I mean, we don't date. We date people who are not me. I date. We. When you have a best friend, we're really close, and sometimes people don't get that, or they feel weird about it, and so we don't do pizza night, but we are doing pizza night with that. Pizza. It's an insult to pizza to call that pizza. And, we're both single. And I mean, properly single. I mean, not, ooh, I like someone else single. Or I just broke up with someone single. Not, it's, we're single. We are super single. And that means that there's, there are no excuses. It's just you, me, and the burnt pizza. The cremated pizza. The lump of charcoal that is vaguely shaped like a pizza. And that means that I can't. I always think of an excuse. I always have a reason not to say it. And sometimes those reasons are valid. Like, I just broke up. Or you've got a crush on someone and I'm jealous and it would be weird. But I'm single and you're single and you put pineapple on that thing. And I know how you feel about pineapple on pizza and I think I know how you feel about me. And we're single. And this is excruciatingly. I don't know, I can't. It's just, I said it without thinking and then I realized that I said it and this whole thing started. Maybe pineapple doesn't belong on pizza. It's not the pineapple. It's not the pizza. It's me. And it's you. And it's us. As an us. What exactly am I trying to say? Don't. Not now. Just, technically, I've already said it, but I'll say it again. You're annoying, and I love you. I love you so much. I am so in love with you, and it's just... I love you. That's what I'm trying to say. I am in love with you, and I want to be your girlfriend. Why didn't I just say that then? Oh, because this is a big deal to me. This is the biggest deal to me. Because you're my best friend and I love you so much. Can I be your girlfriend? What? May I be your girlfriend? You can fuck right off with that. That is mean and annoying. Have I told you that you're annoying? Do I really want to be the girlfriend of so and so annoying? Yes, I do. I really, really, really do. Only someone who likes pineapple and pizza would say that. I love you. And I want to be your girlfriend if you'll have me. But only if we're getting pineapple on those pizzas. Plural. I want pineapple on every pizza. Every single pizza. Why would you do that? Because you love me. No, I mean, you don't have to get on every pizza. No, I was joking. I was joking. You're so annoying. You're so bloody annoying. Wait, does that mean that I'm your girlfriend now? I'm your girlfriend now. That was easy. What the fuck am I saying? That was not easy. That was excruciating. But it's. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. I'm your girlfriend. I'm... Hi. Yeah. Shut up. It's not funny. Oh, you're so annoying. And I love it.